There are no intellectuals. It is very dangerous to think of being an intellectual as a personality. Being an intellectual is a phase in a person's development. It is similar to repeating words when we are babies. Here we are repeating and synthesizing great thoughts. Our trains of thought become longer as we gain experience, as our brains develop. And with idea synthesis, our ideas will begin branching and growing like trees. Perhaps for some, that marks a transformation between thinker or contemplative to creative and creator. There's no standard way of growing up, though, but there are phases, not in any well-defined sequence, but some often come before others. Our final and most lasting phase is the great being phase. The phase is marked by lasting contributions to humankind. Art, music, books, moving storytelling, and a lifetime of thought and experience all combines to help you share lasting and meaningful things. It is very important that we all grow all the way up, because if we fail to do so, people will use us, and at the cost of our entire lives, just to make their own existence easier. They don't know wisdom from opinion, or even life from death. They stay ill on the bottom of their mountain, never knowing that up is where growing up is at. Humanity is very young, so young that we still take to war, that most of us do not understand that poverty is a very dumb idea that we all support somehow. So young that we neither developed an appreciation for rising nor noticed that schools have been turned into meaningless paycheck mills. Humanity is extremely inexperienced and held back by lack of powerful and meaningful education. There are places that have crippled education on purpose so that the crime families can stay in power. But mostly, it is our own fault. We are trusting and all too accepting of the culture that we are born into. We uphold the wrong things in the wrong sequence. Instead of peace and knowledge, we place old things first. Things that help adults at least pretend that the world they have is the world they wanted. It is no doubt a matter of comfort, too, and the ease with which we can ignore complex books and instead demand quiet and obedience and easy things. But the world must grow. It cannot stand still. One of the most important things to hold above all others is self-education. Meaningful, powerful, broad. That is our true culture and real heritage and our own beginning in the universe. We begin with our intellectual independence, and we are all tasked with growing all the way up until we all become great beings.